As I was looking at my sermon notes last night, I realized I had 12 pages of notes. At one time, I had preached from a page or two. And lately, I've been up between 8 and 10. And I looked at it, I go, 12 pages of notes. It's too long, and it's going to be too confusing. So I woke up early this morning, and I rewrote the whole thing. And now I have 13 pages. So the fellowship lunch is now a fellowship dinner. Well, that's actually my fear. But it is the Word of God, and it is rich. But before we get to the Word of God, let us go before our Heavenly Father in prayer. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, one of the most powerful things that your grace does in us is that it allows us to be ourselves in your glorious presence. And Lord, we thank you that you have forgiven us, that you have accepted us, that you call us sons and daughters of the living God, that you welcome us into your family, that you welcome us to your table, that you welcome us into your affections, that you delight in your children. We thank you, Lord, for your ongoing work in each and every one of us, how you are making us more and more like your Son, how you are making us more and more bear the family image. You are showing us your love, your grace, your justice, and you're helping us to live by your love and by your grace and by your justice. We thank you, Lord, that you value truth, that you are truth, that your word is truth, that your Son is truth. We thank you, Lord, that in this confusing world we can know what is right because we know who you are and we know what you said and we know what you have done. We thank you, Lord, for the patience that you exercise with us and calling us back to yourself and growing us up in the faith and showing us the path of joy and peace that passes all understanding. We thank you, O Lord God Almighty, Holy, Holy, Holy One. We thank you that we belong to you, that your marvelous work has begun within us and you will carry it on to completion. And Lord, we thank you even that the difficulties and trials that we each face in this life are all for a purpose. And you use even them to grow us up, to change us, to sanctify us, to make us yours, to make us rest in who you are, in the glorious promises that you've given us for the future. But Lord, while we endure or bear these burdens and trials, they are difficult. So Lord, you know your people here in this place who are facing difficult things, difficult decisions, loved ones who are lost or loved ones who are ill. Lord, there are many things that happen to us in our lives that you can still use to grow us up and to show us your glory. Lord, you don't waste anything. Any trial, any difficulty, any pain, any sorrow, any joy, any victory. Lord, we are safe in your hands, and we pray that you would continue to grow us. But be with our brothers and sisters in this place who are suffering difficult things, who come to your house burdened, perhaps confused, overwhelmed, needing a day to rest in your presence and to be reminded of your glory and of your grace and of your favor. And help us, Lord, as the people of God, the ones in whom you are working, the ones in whom you are drawing to glory and to perfection. Help us, O Lord God Almighty, to get along with each other, to love one another, to forgive one another, to encourage one another, to confront one another, as the case may be. But help us, Lord, to do it as brothers and sisters in Christ, knowing that your Spirit is both within us and within them, that we would be as patient with others as you have been with us. And may, Lord, our whole bearing and demeanor as Christians savor of your grace, of your love, and of your wisdom. Pray, Lord, that you'd be with the men who have taken a step forward to serve you again, and perhaps for the first time. Lord, you have set them aside for your purpose and for your glory and for the good of this congregation. And we thank you, Lord, for gifting us with these men and with their talents, and even, Lord, with their wives and their talents, We thank you, Lord, for the leadership of this church, male and female. We pray, Lord, that you would bless them as we seek to build your kingdom together and to bring glory to your name. All because of your word, because of your presence within us. Comfort, encourage, and strengthen us, Lord, as we come to your word, as we sit at the feet of the Lord Jesus to learn and to grow, and to be challenged and to be encouraged. So bless us, Lord, by the power of your word and by the presence of your people. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Romans chapter 14. Could you please sit if at times you are the stronger brother or sister? And could you please sit if you are the weaker brother or sister? Good, you're all sitting, almost all of you. At one point or another, we can all be the weak in faith or the strong in faith. But this passage is about how we, as the people of God, are to get along with each other, even when we disagree on certain things. So hear now the word of God. As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. One person believes that he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that